Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, the only man that brings you a podcast live and indirectly from Providence, Rhode Island, via Columbus, Ohio. Folks, I hope that you are well as you are sitting at your desk, or maybe you're on the treadmill, maybe you're sitting on the couch, wherever you're listening to this episode, a very short episode, an epic dramatic episode of the PVD Cast. And, you know, for those that don't know, I'm going to just tell you, you know, whenever I put up one of these very short episodes, I always like to use a synonym for the word short. And there you go. Epigrammatic is the synonym for this episode. You know, I just wanted to get on here and put up an episode because there's a couple things I want to talk about and get off my chest. I'm in between guests, but I want to keep things rolling here in 2016. I don't want this podcast to become stagnant or stale. I want to keep it rolling right along. And so while I'm still working on getting a really cool guest for the next episode, I thought I'd get on here and talk a little bit about some things. So let's go ahead and jump on into it. And the first part, the first thing that I want to talk about is a big tragedy for many Rhode Islanders. For those that don't know, on January 28th of 2016, just about a week ago, an icon of Rhode Island politics passed away. And I'm talking about, of course, Vincent Buddy Cianci. Now, for those that don't know, Buddy Cianci was a two-time mayor of Providence. Now, both of those reigns were marred by controversy. Of course, his first reign as mayor was from 1974 to 1984, in which, unfortunately, due to some issues in 1984 between Mr. Cianci and another gentleman, a contractor from Rhode Island named Raymond DeLeo, there was a love triangle involved, and apparently Cianci beat the crap out of this gentleman, and so he was forced to resign. So that was the first go-round, and then ultimately, the Ocean State loved Buddy so much that they gave him his own radio talk show on AM station 920. I think, what is the call numbers up there for 920? Well, anyways, it's AM 920. And he was on the air for many, many years up there. And then, of course, in 1991, he was reelected as mayor of Providence, and he was mayor until 2002, when unfortunately, he was convicted of federal charges of racketeering, conspiracy, extortion, witness tampering, and mail fraud. So, but damn it, dude, do the people of Rhode Island like him? I mean, he's polarizing, but those folks that love him, and those folks that hate him, hate him. And but anyways, he had cancer. He passed away at the age, I believe, of 74, just last week. And the reason why I mentioned this was it actually has a wrestling tie-in. And, you know, I'll get a chance to talk a little bit about myself here for a moment. So, I believe it was around 2008 or 2009 that a gentleman who had been a manager in OCW by the name of Dave Lanning had decided to start his own promotion. And he was running a show very close to my home here in Columbus, Ohio, literally 7 minutes down the street from my house. So, he was talking about it one day at an OCW show, and he had booked quite a few folks from all over the state, including some OCW stars. And basically, he had asked, or I had asked him, excuse me, that if I could come and just work the show. And I didn't expect to get paid, but I wanted to do something different. I didn't want to be John Orlando. I didn't want to ring announce. I wanted to do something different. I wanted to be a manager. And Dave Lanning said, that's fine. And you know what? It was 7 minutes from my house. So I was like, you don't even have to pay me. It's no big deal. And this particular company called the Pride Wrestling Alliance ran, I think, two or three shows, of which I was on two of them. And it was a great fun. And I appreciate that Dave let me do that. But to differentiate myself from John Orlando, I had created the character of Jonathan Cianci. And the story goes that my great-grandfather was Buddy Cianci. So, it was great fun, and I never really got to the part where I unfortunately, Dave stopped running shows, but eventually I was going to carry around a giant framed picture of Buddy Cianci, and talk about how, you know, basically kind of being an aristocrat, if you will, from Rhode Island, how much better I was than everyone else. And, you know, to be honest, I stole the idea. For those that know anything about wrestling history, you may very well know that Missy Hyatt, whose actual name is Hyatt, but spelled differently than the way many wrestling fans know it, use kind of the same storyline that she was the granddaughter of the family that ran the Hyatt hotel chain in America when she first broke into wrestling. So I kind of stole that idea and just ran with it. Like I said, it was fun. I got a chance to manage Caden Assad, which at the time, I really, really was ecstatic to do this. And, you know, ultimately, I understand my position in OCW. I realized that I was never going to get the opportunity to do that because of what Jeff needed from me and what he expected of me. But so an opportunity to go to another place like PWA and kind of do something different, it was fun. I enjoyed it. And actually, I was the first one to use the idea of an advocate. Sorry, I know many people go, that's bullshit, John. Paul Heyman came up with it. But no, I actually had that word. And I was going to be the advocate for Caden Assad. And basically, I really was just going to continue to push the idea that the WWE started with Muhammad Hassan and Sean Daivari. And for those that don't remember, if you recall, for the first, say, month or so that Muhammad Hassan showed up on WWE TV in those taped vignettes, it was very thought-provoking about how individuals of a Middle Eastern background were being treated post 9/11, and how Muhammad Hassan grew up in Detroit, Michigan, and he was so American, just like everybody else. But and of course, I really thought that was cool, and I wanted to do kind of the same thing because the WWE had dropped that idea because I don't know, apparently it wasn't getting enough heat, because God forbid that pro wrestling fans actually have to think about something, actually have to think in a storyline, rather than, you know, hey, I hate the America, I hate the American troops, and that's the avenue they went with Muhammad Hassan and ultimately just destroyed that character. But so I was very excited to do that, and so there we go. If we bring it back around, 7 degrees of separation between myself and Buddy Cianci, there you go. I claim to be his great-grandson on a couple of indie wrestling shows for PWA. So all right, with that, let's talk about another thing real quick. It apparently has come out in the last week that Tammy Lynn Sitch, a.k.a. Sunny, has a porno flick out. A hardcore porno flick that is available through Vivid Entertainment. I gotta say that there's probably lots of people, lots of young men out there who cannot wait to see this. And you know what, I'll just say it. I'm interested. I'm curious. I want to see it. Although, I am a little bit baffled by the fact that supposedly there's some anal action, which, I don't know, you would think Sonny would know, you know, hey man, a slow build. In your first film, you do that. You've set the bar very high. You can't do a follow-up film, because what are you going to do? You have sex with an elephant or something? I mean, you set the bar very, very high, so but anyways, reportedly she got 6 figures to do it, I guess, and so it's apparently available through Vivid Entertainment. I've not researched how you get a copy of it, but I probably will. Well, what the hell? I mean, I'm curious. I'll admit it. But there you go. Now I'm going to switch gears. I've talked a little bit about some wrestling and weirdly enough some politics too, but I want to talk real quickly about the NHL All-Star Game, because you all know that I love hockey. I love it a lot. But I gotta be honest, I was kind of really sick and tired of hearing about the 2016 NHL All-Star Game. And I'll explain why. I number one, was absolutely fed up with the John Scott fiasco, and I'll get into that in a minute. But look, I'm not a big fan of the 3-on-3 overtime format. And this whole All-Star Game was a 3-on-3 mini tournament, where each division was gonna kind of have a tournament game. I understand why they did it. They wanted to get a competition going, you know, because let's be honest, some All-Star Games, whether you're talking about the NFL's Pro Bowl or you're talking about the NBA All-Star Game, you're talking about the NHL All-Star Game, you know, the guys phone it in. I think Major League Baseball is the only All-Star Game that really matters because, you know, it determines a playoff home field position, if I'm correct on that. So, you know, I understand why they did it, but I was just so sick and tired of hearing about John Scott. And, you know, folks, I kind of ranted about this to many people. So John Scott, for those that don't know, is 6'8". He is a gentleman who, his major role is to beat people up. He's the goon, the thug, whatever it is that you want to say. for the Arizona Coyotes. He's been on a variety of other teams, San Jose being one of them, Buffalo being another one. I have never much cared for John Scott, and I'll tell you why. Because I know that I have nothing against the goon. I have nothing against the guy that's going to enforce the law out on the ice when the referees can't or won't. My problem is this, is that if it wasn't for the fact that he's fucking 6'8", he wouldn't be in the league. I feel like any time that you're 6'8", and by the way, I assume that the average, and I haven't looked this up, I can look it up, but the average height of an NHL player is probably 6'1 or 6'2". So by default, there are only three or four guys in the league that could go toe-to-toe with John Scott, so he wins every fight. So nonetheless, the NHL decides that they're going to let the fans pick anyone they want for the All-Star Game. And lo and behold, the assholes that they are, the NHL fans, decided, let's make John Scott be a All-Star. Let's let him be an All-Star. So they start voting for him. John Scott comes out and says he really doesn't want to be part of it. But then as, you know, and we all know, as wrestling fans, whenever the heel tells you not to do something, what are you going to do? You're going to do it more. So people continue to vote for this schlub. And lo and behold, he gets voted in. And now, all of a sudden, he wants to do it. You throw in the fact that supposedly the NHL asked him not to do it. Supposedly they conspired with Montreal to get a trade for him. And then Montreal sent him to the minors. And then the NHL decided that he could be on the All-Star team. And then he ends up scoring two goals and becomes the darling of the fucking All-Star game. This smells of a work, people! And I'm ashamed of the NHL for even stooping to these levels. It seems like it's been orchestrated just to get more press for the All-Star game. And I know, I sound like a complete conspiracy theorist lunatic. But you can't tell me that a league that wants to, quote, clean up, end quote, the play and not have fighting in it allows this guy to go into the All-Star game. All this manipulation just to get press, it's bollocks. Bottom line, I'm so glad the All-Star Game's over. We can go back to actual hockey that really means something. That the playoff races are so tight, especially for those wildcard teams. That's what I dig about the NHL. I dig the competition aspect of it. So probably that, you know, I mean, that's probably why I'm so, you know, I don't want to say discouraged, but I'm just not a big fan of the 3-on-3 overtime. I just think it's not, there's not enough competition there. It's like, there's no defense. It's all offense, man. So, but nonetheless, there you go. My rant about the NHL All-Star Game and John Scott, and there you go. We're done. Ah, I feel better, by the way. Thank you for being a listener to my gripe, my groan, my angst. I appreciate it. All right, hey, I want to talk real quickly about something that's coming up here February 20th in Coshocton, Ohio. It's the return of Ohio Championship Wrestling. We haven't been to Coshocton in a while. We're very happy to be out there. It's going to be, of course, at the Hopewell School. We have a couple matches already signed. The OCW Championship is going to be on the line. Dark Star Matt Taylor is going to defend against former champion Robbie Superstar. Sherman Tank finally makes his return after battling a couple of injuries, especially a really bad shoulder injury. He's going to take on No Shame Jimmy Shane for the Ohio Heritage Championship. The Redneck Wrecking Crew are going to be in action. They don't know who their opponents are going to be. It's mystery opponents right now. But definitely Broderick Shaw will be there. True Grit Bruce Gray. Juice Jennings. Johnny Attitude. Takahashi. The whole host of OCW stars that you know and you love are going to be there. February 20th. Hopewell School. Coshocton, Ohio. 7 o'clock is when the doors open, 7:30 bell time. Go to ocwrestling.net for all of the details about matches, where you can get tickets and whatnot. And come on out, man. Come and see us. I haven't seen a lot of you folks, a lot of you rabid fans I haven't seen in a while, and I want to see you. So come on out to the Hopewell School, February 20th. With that, ladies and gentlemen, getting up to about 15 minutes, and I said I was going to keep this an epigrammatic episode of the PVD cast. So let's get right on into it. Let's wrap things up with Orlando Spaves! All right, it's time for me to tell you about something cool, something awesome, something that I can check out. And I'm going to stick to my guns in regards to the genre of my fave for this episode. And that is, I'm going to stick with TV show. Last episode of the PVD cast, the Royal Rumble review with my good friend Adam Michaels, which, if you haven't checked out, please do. Episode 87 was a really good all wrestling cornucopia of greatness. So check it out if you haven't already. But nonetheless, so my fave for that episode was a TV show, and this one is also going to be a TV show. I am a big fan of DC's Legends of Tomorrow. I think it's just a very well done superhero show. And you know, why many of those characters were on other DC TV shows, such as Captain Cold on The Flash, and Sarah Lance being on Arrow, and the Atom being over on Arrow as well. You know, they've added in some new folks. You know, Rip Hunter, who is a Time Master from the DC Universe. And so they've kind of taken a hodgepodge, a mashup of all these different superheroes, which some of them are probably A-listers, if you will, and some of them are probably D-listers. But nonetheless, they put them all together. I think it's very well cast. I think that those folks that they have, especially the two leads, the gentleman that plays Rip Hunter is very, very good. The gentleman who plays Vandal Savage, the heel, is very good as well. And I like it. I think that the time travel is a unique twist on it, which, with Rip Hunter being a time master from the DC Universe, that's totally, totally plausible. And I really dig it. I think they've done a very good job with the two episodes they've aired, and I look forward to it. And, you know, not to rant about another thing on this podcast, but I must say, I'm not a huge fan of Arrow this season. And you know what, I'm not even going to start on that rant. I really like The Flash. I really like Gotham. I really like Legends of Tomorrow. All DC products, if you will. I gotta be honest, I didn't start Supergirl, but I've heard very good things about Supergirl as well. And so anyways, I'm a big fan of Legends of Tomorrow. You should definitely check it out if you haven't. I'll save my rant about this season of Arrow for another time, because it's almost time to go, and I need to let you know where you can get in touch with me. Well, it's very simple. I'm over on Twitter all the time, at PVDMVP. That's also the same Instagram username where you can find me out there on Instagram. And if you want to shoot me an email like so many people do, by the way, Billy Jackson, thanks for the email. That's right. Throwing out a little love to you, my man. anyways, you can email me by simply sending that email to johnorlando@pvdcast.com. And so, with that being said, ladies and gents, thanks for checking out this episode. Thanks for sitting through my rant about the NHL All-Star Game. I appreciate it. But with that, I will chat at each and every one of you later. Thanks for listening, folks.